Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, November 27th. Happy Thanksgiving! I hope you are watching some parades, eating lots of food that you enjoy, getting some downtime, and spending time with family. As we consider this season, let us give thanks to the Lord for who He is and for what He has done for us. Today we're in Isaiah chapter 65, and this is Isaiah describing the new heavens and the new earth. I've been talking about this all along, that Isaiah is prophesying somewhat for the present day, like the restoration that Israel is going to see on earth. And then there's also this future prophetic witness of time that will come when everything is recreated, the new heavens and the new earth. And sometimes these images get kind of melded together. But today, the prophet is describing a future kingdom, and it's an idealized picture from present day, showing us a world where things are more wonderful, the place where we'll be together with the Lord. Starting in verse 17 of Isaiah 65. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy, and her people to be a gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping or the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die 100 years old, and the sinner 100 years old shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity. For they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord, and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. As I read that passage, I had two competing emotions. One was joy, just utter joy, thinking about a day when we'll be in the new heavens and the new earth, and all the curses in Genesis chapter 3 will be revoked. Instead of the curse of hard work that is often fruitless and filled with thorns and thistles, the new heavens and the new earth will be a place of rejoicing, a place of fruitfulness, a place of abundance. When it talks in verse 20 about the young man shall die 100 years old, I think it's just a metaphor there. So my other emotion was like, oh, questioning. What's going on here? But as I read more in the commentary, I was reminded that Isaiah is just using language that he's familiar with to say, you'll live a very long time. And then in the New Testament, we know that Jesus speaks of eternal life. And that very long time that Isaiah is prophesying is just like a dim picture of what Jesus says. You'll be there forever, and you'll be with me. And as Revelation tells us, we won't need sun or moon because the Lord will be our light. I love verse 25. That reminds us that even the animals that are in heaven, now I don't know if your dog will be in heaven, but there will be some, even the animals will not be in enmity with one another, and they won't hurt us either. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain. Did you notice that little part about the serpent? Still looking back to Genesis chapter 3, that the evil one will still eat the dust, that the one who has come, according to Genesis 3:15, will crush the head of the serpent and will have final victory over evil and injustice. Let's move on over now to Acts 28:11-16. Dun-da-da-da! Paul arrives at Rome. We've been on this journey with Paul, and I'm so glad that he's finally going to make it to Rome. After 3 months, we set sail in a ship that had wintered in the island, a ship of Alexandria, with the twin gods as a figurehead. Putting in at Syracuse, we stayed there for 3 days. And from there, we made a circuit and arrived at Rhegium. And after 1 day, a south wind sprang up. And on the second day, we came to Puteoli. There, we found brothers and were invited to stay with them for 7 days. And so we came to Rome. And the brothers there, when they heard about us, came as far as the Forum of Appius and 3 taverns to meet us. On seeing them, Paul thanked God and took courage. And when we came into Rome, Paul was allowed to stay by himself with the soldier who guarded him. Our final passage today is Psalm 137:4-6. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its skill. Let my tongue stick to the roof of my mouth. If I do not remember you, if I do not set Jerusalem above my highest joy. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. As we pray today, I just want to give some space for gratitude, some space for us to ask the Lord for help, and some time to reflect on the fact that we want to give everything we have to Him. Will you pray with me? Father, we praise you because you are worthy of our praise. Lord, you've been planning since the beginning for our redemption. Thank you, Lord, for defeating the evil one through Jesus our Lord. We stop now to praise you for who you are and what you have done. We take a moment to lift to you the needs of the day. Perhaps we'll be interacting with someone that we need to speak the right words to, or good words, or encouraging words. You know our needs, Lord. May your good spirit lead us on level paths. We also lift up to you the sick, the hurting, and the lonely, those who do not have a bounty of food or jobs to talk about. We thank you, Lord, again for the ways that you do provide for us, and most clearly in Jesus, our Lord. We thank you that Paul's vision of the angel came true, that he made it to Rome. Lord, we pray with hope and trust, waiting for you to do work in the areas of our lives where we are crying out to you. Lord, I'm so grateful for my brothers and sisters who are listening. Would you send them out with a blessing? Would you bless and keep them? Would you make your face to shine upon them, your light, your radiance upon them? Would you lift up your countenance upon them and give them peace? Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.